Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's...
Suggestions are getting increasingly weird for the paperclip.
Yeah, yep, yep. Let's get to all 32. The Dallas Cowboys, it sure seemed like when the season ended that Dak Prescott was in line for an extension that was going to, based on market value, pay like $60 million on average per year, which I know some people will say, well, that's just absurd. But that's what the market rate would have been. Now, some of the comments out of Dallas, Jerry Jones, they're not giving him an extension. They're going to play this thing out, barring something seriously shifting. It's been a weird offseason in Dallas. Not only did they retain McCarthy, they haven't really done a whole lot. They lost Tony Pollard, Michael Gallup, which is fine. But like, they really haven't done a whole lot down there. Lane Vander Esch, they cut. He's now retired.
Yep.
So they're just going to let Dak play out the final year of his contract? At that point, and I agree with Rob. Rob Brennan, yesterday I was driving around, mentioned this. He's like, well, at that point,
trade him.
Start thinking about trading and just start trade Lance. Problem is, Jerry Jones is old and is running out of time to win a Super Bowl and is not going to reset the team when they do have a ton of talent on the roster.
Sure, but if you, again, you could still pay him at the end of this thing. No one is claiming that that's the case. But if you're already, like, my stance on this is always your confidence quarterback. If you're already wavering, then he shouldn't be your quarterback. You should be sure before you hand someone $60 million damn dollars a year versus this. And if some other team would be, let's say the Denver Broncos, want to start Dak Prescott because they're sick of not having a quarterback and they're willing to trade again for a quarterback.
But to pay another quarterback $60 million?
Maybe. At least Dak, sure. I mean, more likely to have success there than they did with Russell Wilson.
That was what was on. They told Jerry Jones, write the name of the quarterback you are most confident in. He just couldn't quite.
Yeah, the scribbles.
He couldn't quite do it.
Mm-hmm. That's
Look,
right.
Look, I'm assuming that if that's the case, then he's going to play somewhere else and it'll be like Kirk Cousins. He can go get some four-year deal for a massive stack of cash for the best team that doesn't have a quarterback. That's what the Falcons were, right? Best team that didn't have a quarterback. On the NFL end, Andrew Berry, who people really like and has done a nice job for the Browns, with the exception being the Deshaun Watson deal, I will continue to point out.
I think that was a hassle.
The absolute.
I think so too,
but it's still a mess. He had pointed out something that I just think is objectively not true in the NFL. This is where sometimes I think there's a difference between you're like, hey, every GM knows more about football than you. And I'm like, do they? Andrew Berry on the Jerry Jeudy extension. Quote, the best teams are always proactive. As in having to sign a player before the case? How do the Broncos feel about it? They're one of the best teams. They're real proactive in giving Russell Wilson that contract. I actually think it's the opposite of that. Very rarely. You know who else was proactive? The Cowboys on Ezekiel Elliott. You do not have to pay players before you have to pay them if you don't want to. The Giants were proactive on Daniel Jones. I actually think being proactive in the NFL specifically is a mess. I think in the NBA, I think in baseball, it can work. I think in the NFL, screw being proactive. You're better paying the tax of, oops, they actually are really good a year later.
It's interesting. The word choice is interesting to me. Just being proactive is fine, even in the NFL. The issue is if you are bettering your team in a significant way every offseason, like you feel like that's how you have to do it through free agency
that's
or the trade.
He says they should be proactive as opposed to reactionary to market dynamics.
Yeah. So again, I don't actually, that sentence I don't disagree with. The problem is if you mean, hey, every offseason we need to overspend in free agency and because free agency, everybody overspends in free agency, unless you're the Chiefs with Hollywood Brown, is a great deal. Trade market, those are cheap ways to acquire players. The draft is how you build sustained success. It's why the Chiefs are where they're at in a dynasty, not because they consistently make great free agent signings. Yeah, they've made calculated signings, Mike Edwards, Drew Tranquil over the last year. Those were big time decisions, but they're not going out there every offseason handing out $80 million contracts to free agents. No, they're going to do that to their in-house guys. Yeah. Chris Jones, because they drafted him. Patrick Mahomes, because they drafted him. Travis Kelce, they drafted him. Trent McDuffie, they drafted him. Like, we can keep going. That's how you have sustained success, not trying to feel like you got to make your team way better only through free agency, which is what the Browns sounds like think you have to do, I think they do have a good roster, though, in Cleveland.
I do. Speaking of wide receivers, by the way, Josh Reynolds, 2 years, $14 million with the Denver Broncos.
Drew, that's your guy. Josh Reynolds off the board.
Ah, it's a bummer. The Chiefs couldn't get him. 2 years, 14. I think that was... I want to say
this is where we now all say Drew never wanted him. He sucks. This is where fans
overrated.
Never needed him in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. You know,
I guess we'll find out.
No,
whatever reason has 150 combined yards against the Chiefs next year, I'll just throw my hands
between
up.
Two games or like in one game.
Between two games, if he has 150 yards in two games,
but the Broncos lose both of them.
We have 700 yards combined between.
If they lose both of them,
yeah,
we lose our quarterback, JJ McCarthy. They lose them both.
What do you got?
Brian Daboll is going. He said he's thinking about going back to play calling full time. Did it a little bit, and he said he referenced that it's what a lot of people seem to be doing now. And I think this is something he needed to have been doing.
Where's Mike Kafka go?
Well, he's still going to be the OC, but Dable's saying I think I'm taking over play calling, which I think. I'll be honest.
Kafka should have left.
That's hot seat stuff.
Kafka should have left.
Yep. I think it's something that. Dable should have been doing because you see it as a trend in the NFL where you look at Zach Taylor does it, Andy Reid does it, Shane Steichen does it. I think if you were an OC and you become a head coach, I think you should be calling the plays. I know it's a little bit controversial with the whole OC still being their thing, but I think you need to be the one calling the plays because it's what got you to be a head coach.
Yeah, so I agree with you fundamentally that if I'm an offensive-minded guy and I get a head coaching gig, I should be calling the plays. However, what's unique about that spot is everybody praised the Giants a year ago, not this past year, but a year ago, because of what Kafka was able to do and able with Daniel Jones. That's why Daniel Jones got the contract. And so now what you said, though, Cody, probably is correct, which is Dable knows this year is it for him. He's got to get back to the playoffs.
Yep.
And so he's like, hey, if my job's on the line, I'm gonna have full reign, which I understand and I get that. But yeah, if you're Kafka, you were getting considered at one point maybe for head coach gigs, and now you're just an OC not calling plays. I would have got out.
I would have too.
Yeah, it's sketchy. Well, plus the Giants, not to say that they're not going to drop the quarterback, but they're meeting with Jaden Daniels. They have four quarterbacks on the roster right now. I think
Patriots reportedly had 11 people out to scout Jaden Daniels today in his pro day. They said the whole damn staff to
smoke screen. They actually hate the guy. Is that the reverse psychology we're going
always.
With? They actually don't like him at all.
That's gonna be the
who do they not
up.
Send to go? Who do they not send staff to yesterday?
That's zero people to go watch Drake May.
That's who they're drafting.
Yeah. I wonder if the Chiefs were there in any capacity to watch Brian Thomas Jr.
Could be. I'm assuming the Chiefs send somebody to every major college.
It's so weird, though, because the Chiefs are going to draft somebody, and we're going to find out, I actually never talked to the Chiefs. They never really were interested. So that's the kind of stuff that happens every year. Yeah, actually, I never even talked to Patrick Mahomes, but they drafted me.
So guess they liked me. Sometimes you know what it is. You need to know more. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you look at it, and you're like, that's good no matter what. I think that's the truth of it. I don't think it's always smokescreen. I think sometimes you don't need to keep watching tape on Brian Thomas Jr. because you're like, he's the goods. We're good there. Let's look at some other players we're not as sure about who might not be there.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.